Hello and welcome to episode number 219 of the APX Physiology Podcast. It's a new year, it's the beginning of 2024. The podcast is it's just about turned 7 years old, so believe it or not, obviously for any new listeners, it previously was the creatively named Chris Knott Podcast. But yeah, we're going into the seventh year, and as that's the case, for a lucky number seven, I wanted to go into or create a side series. So this is obviously for regular listeners, you'll know that it's very much about anatomy. It's about physiology, getting people to move better, be a better coach, be a better therapist. But I want to create a side series which is all about self-development and being a better person. So these are series of episodes are going to be on a monthly basis for the rest of 2024. So we're going to have 12 episodes of this, each with a specific topic, and that topic is going to be accompanied by three tasks for you to do, or three concepts and tasks for you to then do, which you can implement over the next month in order to improve both your services, your skills, so from a business point of view, but also to improve your relationship with the most important relationship you've ever had, which is the one with yourself. I've honestly consumed so much self-development content, so many books, so many videos in this area. And what I realized is whenever I wasn't where I wanted to be, both physically, mentally and professionally, I needed to go back and look at the habits which I had when I was doing well. And if anybody's ever read or listened to the book Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey, which is a tremendous book, definitely something I recommend, he basically journals his entire life from a very young age, and he can see what he's doing when he's doing well and when he's not been doing well. So I think that's so potent, because you can see what habits that you're missing and what you need to go back to. And although I haven't been journaling since mid-teens like Matthew McConaughey, what I do know is that there are certain things that when I do regularly, good things happen. And a lot of the reasons why I attribute to how content I am with the where I am now in my career and personal life is due to implementing everything here. So what you're going to have with this episode is three things that you can think about and then do, which are then going to help you in pretty much every aspect of your life. And the topic today, the episode we're going to focus on is that of perspective, and what is your perspective on things. And the reason why I wanted to begin with perspective is that, yeah, we can have all these positive habits. We can get up early, we can eat well, we can move, which I will be covering obviously in future episodes. But the reason why perspective is so important is because if your outlook is bleak and you don't have a good outlook, you're going to be less likely or less motivated to do the things that you need to do to order to improve. But also, what is the actual point of doing things that are going to improve you financially and from a business point of view if you don't have that kind of inner peace, shall we say, for use of a better phrase, with yourself in order in be able to spend time with your thoughts and completely be at rest with things? And I think our perspective of the world is where we start with that. So even though if you're thinking, well, that's quite broad, what do I do? Well, don't worry, this is what the podcast will be breaking down. So the first point is formulating your view on the world. And think of this as, you might have seen as a SWOT analysis, like strengths, weaknesses, opponents and threats, or opportunities and threats and so forth. But if you do that with yourself, but also with seeing it from, try and formulate how you see the world from your perspective. So do you really see that this is actually an absolutely wonderful world with so much good and so many opportunities? Or do you see it as actually, it's not a good time at the moment, or this is going on, or that's going on, and so forth? And try and get a gauge of how positive you see your future and everything around you. And even though if this might be a little bit negative to begin with, and you do actually think, well, this is the way I see things and this is what this is like, it's actually a very important exercise for you to do, because it'll enable you to see, to get an idea of what you see and where you've got these ideas from. So this is why it's so important. Like, is the future looking good for you? Is the future in this sense or that sense? Or what do you really like about the world? And or the opposite, if you feel like actually you've got a bleak outlook, you need to figure that out. And you can write it down, you can type it, you can just think about it, but really get deep into thought about where this has come from, because this is the next task is going to be basically, how have you come to this conclusion? Now, the reason why how you come to this conclusion is important is because whether it's people, whether it's social media, whether it's the news, whether it's your work, everything around you is going to have formed that opinion to create your perspective. And it's not until you identify the way you feel and where you've got this from that you'll be able to take action. So purposeful analysis, even though it may seem like common sense, is so important in this situation. Because the point one of formulate your view on the world is then going to be, is followed up with protect the content that you consume. So once you're able to identify what it is that is creating any negative thought or what it is that creates positive thought, you can then amplify or reduce each one of these stimulus by how you go about your day. So in other words, if you feel a certain thing or you get triggered by something or something makes you feel a certain way, you then identify, well, it came from this source. So every time I went on my phone, I saw this, I went on this app and I saw this, and this post made me worried, it made me scared. Because these are all going to create habits and identify the habits that you need to change in order to change your perspective. So it's getting that clear trail, and clarity is something that most people think they have, but they don't get until they do something purposeful and do something with intention. And that intention is exercises like this. And I think the best way to do it is just to write it down. It's like, where am I getting these negative influences from? If it's from a person, you might notice it's someone you work with, it might be a family member. It's now your time to either do one of many things, which is to either reduce the time that you see with them or just simply explain it to them. You know, every time I speak to you, you always talk about this, or you never have anything good to say, or this. Or if that's the case, just you have to be, your positivity needs to be greater than their negativity. And I think that it's so important to understand where these negative influences are coming from, because it's no good trying to change a situation where you already got there. So, you know, if you're lost when you're driving, you would never have got lost if you'd followed the sat nav from the beginning. So in other words, once you're in a position that you don't want to be in, that's what you need to avoid in the future rather than trying to get you out of that bad position there and then. And this is what we really need to be mindful of, is foreseeing when we have slumps in our mood or our mental health because of things we've allowed ourselves to do and things that have become too much of an influence in our lives. And, you know, for anybody with self-development, it goes without saying, it's a very obvious tip, but the thing that we need to get good at more than anything is just being able to come away completely from stimulation. So stimulation, in other words, you know, social media, phone usage, in any usage, or trying to get some form of a dopamine hit, trying to do something which is it's just getting information. Because you may think, oh, you know, I go on Instagram, I go on YouTube, that's the pleasurable experience I want on my phone. But it's not just that. Your phone at any given point, whether it's a text message, whether it's an email, it can give you information which you're then wanting to look at. And it's not until we come away from this and resensitize ourselves that we can start to calm our brain down and calm our thoughts down. Now, the way social media works is that whenever you go on online, it's not necessarily that people want to change your opinion on things. It's not that they're changing your mindset. The number one thing that anything online, whether it's the news or just, again, social media, is that it wants your attention. It wants you to stop, pay attention and think, oh, I need to read that as self-preservation. So in other words, this is important information for me to consume because it's going to affect me in the future in some way. And that's why so many things are from a negative point of view, because negativity is more congruent or more connected with preservation of doing something that will protect you in the future. So in other words, if you think, well, I better not do this because then it'll have a bad, there'll be a bad end product if I continue to do that. And it's why posts such as like, these are the things that you shouldn't be eating, or you shouldn't be doing in the gym, or don't do this, or now this is bad for you and that's bad for you. The reason why they're created and they're so frequent is because it gets people's attention. And all this does is that then they're going to consume that information, and views and likes and so forth is what drives the social media machine. So understanding that every time you do go on a device in any point, you're always going to be susceptible to seeing something which tries to get your attention, which has to create something, has to have some form of negative connotation. So you're being programmed to look for things that should scare you. And it's in the way I see it, and I'm not a neurologist or a psychologist, but it's just the way the human brain is designed to work. It's to, you know, in days gone by, if we go all the way back thousands and thousands of years ago, if something was dangerous, it'd be in our best of intentions to not to worry about it and make sure we don't endanger ourselves. But if you think about it and understand this, you have to remember and say to yourself, if you ever get yourself stuck in a thought of a spiral where your perception of things is bleak and it's looking bad, is that you go back to your habits and identify that this is what I do, which gives me these beliefs, which means that's what I need to change just as much as my perspective. So it's not what we do once we're there that we need to change. It's what we do to make sure we don't get there. So point number one is formulate your view on the world and figure out what has created that. You know, who's it come from? Where's it coming from? And then be very protective of what you consume. You know, if you still like to go on social media, just try to limit it to certain times of the day and use it as a reward. Never, ever, ever, in my opinion, go on social media before 8 a.m. if you've got stuff to do. And never do it in times where you've got like 5 minutes in between things. Find something, whether it's a small book, you know, if you're a coach or a trainer or a therapist, always an anatomy book or just something. Find something that you can do to stop yourself just going straight to your phone. Because it's not that the phone there and then is the problem. It's the fact that you're constantly wiring yourself to look for that stimulus. So if you do it in the form of a book, or you do it something where you just stand there and breathe, or do it with things that, right, for this next 5 minutes, I'm just going to sit here, breathe, relax, and just think about things I'm grateful for. It sounds, you know, basic, it sounds straightforward, but that will have a huge impact on the way you feel by the end of the day. Because remember, you're more than likely to see something negative by scrolling in any format, whereas if you can desensitize yourself and learn to just sit and be there, it will have a huge impact on your perception of things and your mental health. From a second point of view, so moving on to point number two, it is to journal your thoughts and ask yourself questions. So when we gain perspective on our lives and our situation, it can be very difficult to figure out the answers, and you might be scared of talking to people, and you don't know who to talk to. But when you quieten your brain and you quieten the chatter and you're not constantly chasing the stimulus, so once you've done point number one, you'll be amazed at how much you get the answers you're looking for through your own self-conscious, so your own conscience, so through your own thought processes. So journal your thoughts and write down a question that you most want the answer to, as in, why do I feel like this? Why do I feel sad? Why do I feel anxious? What do I need to do to improve in work? What do I need to do to improve this relationship? Write it down. And then just write, whether it's a couple of sentences, it might be a paragraph, it might be, you know, 10 pages, it doesn't matter. Just write down your thoughts. And remember, no one's ever going to see this. You can rip it up, you can shred it, you can throw it in the bin afterwards. But just write down an answer from an objective point of view. And when you quieten your mind and you start to flow with your writing, you'll realize where the answers come from. And this will give you actionable points. So you feel like this from... And everything there will create and will show you behaviors that you have. And then it's up to you to change those behaviors or identify them, which changes the way you feel. So journaling, whether it's once a week, whether it's, you know, every day, if you can do, doesn't matter when you do it. Just make sure you do it and ask yourself a question, which you then answer. It can be a review of the week. It can be, I did this week, this was good, but I did this, how can I get better? But get into the habit of writing down things, or writing down the answers to questions that you would most like to know. So far it's formulate your view and be protect what you consume. Think about what you're consuming. If it means sitting in silence, if it means no TV, if it means being a lot more concise about what you expose yourself to, do that. And the next one is journal your thoughts and write down your thoughts and ask yourself a question. So finally, when it comes to perspective, I want to talk about a concept which is I've just termed thought management, which is that is as a mental strength and an exercise for you to do, which will enable you to train your brain in a different way and feel so much better about yourself as you get better at doing this. And remembering that if the brain is a muscle, just like when we go to the gym, training and train ourselves hard, going to the gym is vitally important for that. And it's the same with the brain. If we don't train our brains in a certain way and a certain thought process, it's not going to change. So if I ask you the question, or let's go with this scenario. You are in a bar and you're dressed in what you'd usually wear on a Saturday night if you were going out. And that's the clothes that you're in. You go to a bar and you notice somebody at the bar and they look familiar, and you think that person looks awfully familiar to me. And as you get closer to them, you sit down at the bar and notice that it's actually you, but you look just that little bit older, just a tiny bit. And what you've done is you've met yourself in 5 years' time. Now, if you look at yourself, I want you to now create this image of what would you want that person to look like? What would you want them to be wearing? What would you want them to say? And if you were to have a conversation with them, what would they be saying that you do? How much would they be saying that you earn? Where would you be living? Who are you living with? Do you have kids? Do you have pets? What car do you drive? Just get very, very precise and get very clear about what this image is. And the reason why I feel it's important to think of you meeting yourself rather than what you want to be is that it gives you this external image of this person that you want to become. And get that refined down to a T and think about all those different aspects. It's like, are they a pleasant person? You know, what are they like? What they say? Or where have you been? Like, what experience have you had? What jobs have you done? What are the things that you wish you want to do but you haven't done yet? All those different types of things. And I want you to do this and get that absolutely crystal clear in your head, that crystal clear image. Now, whenever you get a bad thought and whenever you think about something which is negative, so say you get yourself to the point where something you see is creating worry or anxiety in any format, never try and rationalize that. Don't try and think to yourself, right, maybe if this happens and then I did that, or maybe that happens, because all you're doing is feeding a bad habit. You're feeding a brain pathway, you're feeding a thought process which is just keeping you on that topic. So whether you can come to a conclusion or not, it doesn't matter, you're still putting energy and focus into that area. Whenever you do notice that you're thinking about something negative, come away from it completely and go back to that thought process of what are you going to be like in 5 years' time? What, what are you wearing? What does your body look like? You know, how are you standing? How are you speaking? What job do you have? Just think about that person from a crystal clear perspective and think about them over and over again. Once you've done that, then move on to the things that person would be doing. So what partner do they have? You know, what are their kids like? What jobs are they doing? What events do they do? And just focus on that image alone. And it will be hard and it will be a difficult thing to do. But remember, with training, you get better at things and things get stronger. So this mental and this thought management, so this mental image that you're trying to create is going to become your thing to divert your attention, your energy to, rather than focusing on anything bad. And our ability to control our thoughts is potentiated by our ability to not have any thoughts. So it's being able to just sit there in your own company and not have to have constant stimulus and let your brain just settle. That is like rest for your brain. So it's that recovery period, which gives you the ability to use it better and utilize it more to your advantage. And when you have the ability to focus on that future you that you want to be, rather than get consumed in things that you find that give you a stress and anxiety, this is when your perception on everything will dramatically change. And it's all coming from daily habits and things that we can do. But it's mostly, which we have to remember, is that being able to spend time with that person that you need to be able to spend time the most with, which is yourself, because you'll never be away from your own thoughts. So if we can control our thoughts, we can control our lives. So takeaway points from this first episode in the self-development one is, again, formulate your view and figure out where this comes from. If you have to act with those negative things and never go searching or never try and feed anything which has further negative consequences. So don't go down the rabbit hole of anything that scares you. Secondly is journal whenever you can't figure out how you feel and ask yourself a question. So write it down. So write down how you're feeling and ask yourself, how do I feel? What do I need to do in order to achieve this? Because once you're writing it down, you've got a much clearer image rather than just thinking about it in your head. And finally, with thought management, is that whenever you notice that you're going down a rabbit hole of things that are creating issues for you internally, you have to have an image which you divert your attention to straight away. And it becomes much easier to do this when we're not constantly distracted and thinking about other things or seeking more information. Because the more we try and seek information externally, the less we'll pay attention internally. So, moving on from this, in a couple weeks' time, I'll be getting back to the APX Physiology usual content. Again, as always, if there's ever anything that you would like to hear or a topic that you'd like to see or a person you'd like me to interview, feel free to drop me a message, chris@apxed.com. If you listened to this episode and really liked it, do really appreciate if you can share it on social media, ironically, just it helps get the word out with the podcast. And apart from that, I just want to say a massive thanks to everyone who does listen to the show, who listened to it last year. This year, it's going to carry on as usual, but I want to essentially create a mini course for anybody who wants to listen, which is completely free, which helps you, you know, be a better person, feel better about yourself, enjoy life a lot more, enjoy your job a lot more, and help more people. So if all those things are things that you want to do, make sure you stay tuned for future episodes, because that's what we're going to continue with. But again, thanks so much for listening, and have a great rest of your day.